Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome back to the Uncle Hack Podcast. After a week away, we are back in the booth. Oh, God. Did you miss me? I'm coming back with good news, at least, you know. August 15th, Calgary, at the Comedy Cave, myself and Sam Walker will be hosting The Danger Room, a safe space for dangerous ideas. That's right. Fresh out of surgery, we're right back into it. I'll talk about that later. Great fan question for the end of the show, I will say. About time. We got a. This is the second female to write into the show, so this is exciting. Didn't really realize any of you gashes out there listening to this show. Figured it was a predominantly male audience, but here we sit today with new knowledge. How exciting is that, gents? Hey, the sniz is in the biz. But August 15th, we will be in Calgary at the Comedy Cave. Showtimes, I don't know. You'll have to hit the description down below. I'll have a ticket link down there. August 20th, Roast Battles. We are hosting our own Roast Battles here in my home city of Edmonton, Alberta, where I'm currently residing. And I will be in a four-man battle royale. That's right. The mouth of the South will be laid on the line, and I am going to be battling four other comedians in a four-man roast battle. It will be hosted by none other than the CBC canceled comedian Brett Forte, and the roast battle champ himself, Sam Walker, will be in the house giving salt in the wounds to whoever loses each round. Should be an exciting night. I would not want to miss it if you are in the Edmonton area, August 20th. Tickets are available online right now. And lastly, August 21st, Fort McMurray, Alberta. We're going up to the cool mistress, brother. And myself, Brett Forte, and Sam Walker will be performing at the Shell Center, I believe it's called. Other than that, those are all the events that we're promoting at the moment right now. If you know a place where we should take the canceled comics of Canada on the road, we got one canceled comedian, one that's on the verge that will probably, they won't even give him the time of day. He's too hot to touch. And then there's me. I think that's just a waste of time trying to cancel your boy, you know? I just feel like that is just a complete waste of time. I know there's people out there that hate my guts. They would love nothing more than to see me fail. And yet here we are, still breathing, living, laughing, having unprotected sex with underage models from Guadalajara. You know, we're out here giving booze to minors, encouraging people to do drugs on the weekend. We spent countless hours doing this. We promote alcoholism like it's a charity event, you know? That's what we do around here. We like the finer things that the world has to offer, like this type of debauchery. Great show. Off to a hot start after some self-promotion. You always got to throw something in there that could possibly lead you down a path of destruction, right? That's where we're at. Fresh out of surgery, got a nice scar on the side of my face. Those listening, it was just a simple surgery. I finally was able to get in and get this done. It's been, I've been trying to do this now for 2 years, 2.5, might even be more. But it was a fat deposit on the side of my face, right? It's probably from all that cum I've been swallowing all these years. All that cum and eating unwiped ass. Finally built up the bacteria on the side of my face. No better place to put it. It was like a badge of honor, but it was starting to get a little annoying. It didn't bother me. It's not cancerous. I'm not going to die. I feel like guys like me, we live till we're like 98, you know. It's almost It's the complete opposite of what you want. You know, that's how the world works. Good people die young or they get disabilities early off in life. Shitheads like me, we live till we're 98 because once the golden years of, you know, my youth have expired, I'm losing my hair, all that's starting to come. And as I get older, I just get more miserable as time goes on. It's almost like a slap in the face. You lived young, or you lived hard, nice and young. And as you get older, the world looks at you and be like, you know what? You're going to have it rough for a little while, okay? And when we say a little while, I mean like 60 fucking years, you dipshit. It's all downhill. It's all downhill from here. And that's where we're at. So they cut from about the midway point of my ear back in behind and then down to about halfway of the chin, all along the side of the jawline, and flipped my face open, removed this fucking thing. They basically, like, Nicolas Caged me. Remember that movie, Face Off, Nicolas Cage and John Travolta? They basically did the halfway surgery of that, of putting my face on another human being. Who knows? I might even be a different human being. They might have found another retard that is willing to do this for a living, sit here, and almost think similar to me. They're going to change it. This is the government's way of... this is conspiracy theory alley now. The government came in, they removed my face, put it on somebody else that's a gay liberal, right? That's right. That's why I'm wearing the Elton John t-shirt today. I got myself. Not only is he a great recording artist, he's also double vaccinated, right? Am I right? And we all know about the double vaccine, right, boys? That rabbi in Brooklyn wasn't wrong. Gay as ever. Never been gayer, quite honestly. Never been gayer. What a great return. What a great return back to the podcast. Here we are. I felt lost for a minute there. I went out to Kenora, Ontario, met the old lady's dad for the first time. And I'll tell you, there is a time, right, gents? Okay, I'm 30 years old. We've been over this some numerous times. There's just there's some shit once you get a little older, you know, that you don't really care for. Like, for instance, I didn't get the old man treatment. Remember when you were younger, you'd go and you first started dating a chick, and there was always somebody in the family that felt it was necessary to, like, flex up on you. You remember that? I didn't get that treatment. I think he was just stoked to have another dude out there to hang out with, watch some baseball. Not a huge baseball fan, but he's a big NFL guy. We were able to catch the Pittsburgh Steelers game, the last quarter of it, and just sat there, kicked it. He doesn't drink. I don't really, I haven't been hitting the piss. Plus, I'm fresh out of surgery. So it was just kind of kick it, vacation, met her old man, all that fun stuff. But I didn't get the new boyfriend treatment, right? First time meeting the boyfriend. Those years are behind me. Like, it wouldn't affect me, you know? Maybe in my younger years, if, like, you know, the old man wanted to step up on you and, like, show his gun collection. Hey, you like hunting? Want to see all my guns? What are you trying to do? Threaten me? You trying to threaten me right now? I know those guns ain't loaded, and I know for a fact I can put your head through a fucking wall. All right? You want to step up on this? Let's get at it. Because by the time I beat the shit out of you and head out the back door, right? Nobody's going to know you're down here for 15, 20 minutes. Plus, I left. I broke up with your daughter by ghosting her. Went to go meet the old man. Beat the shit out of him in the basement when he thought he was going to be tough and show me his 12-gauge shotgun that he bought in 1986. Hasn't been greased since. He hasn't cleaned the fucking thing. Hell, he hasn't fired a round out of it since 1995. Not worried. Next. Try me. You know, I didn't get that treatment. I did, however, I got hit. You know you're in when this happens. You know, like, you know you're in and the old man likes you. Because nobody likes being the fucking guy that, you don't want to be the guy that shows up and everybody hates, you know? Like, here, I feel like a lot of you guys that listen to this, good old boys, you know, work hard, the old lady's old man probably appreciates you. He may not like you, but he appreciates that you get up. You're a bit of a shithead. You're like me. You're a bit of a shithead. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. There's some debauchery in your life, and every now and then it flares up, and you create a little chaos. But you know what? At the end of the day, you keep his daughter safe. You fuck the nines off of her. You keep, if she's coming and smiling, you got a good thing going, right? You don't fuck it up. But every now and then, a guy likes to put his foot in the door jamb and slam it on it, right? That's what we do. That's what we as dudes do. Everything can't be smooth sailing all the time, you know? That doesn't make for a good life. You need some rocky waves. You got to test yourself. You got to test others. So by going out on a Tuesday and getting absolutely shit-faced and putting your truck through the garage door, that's just part of being a dude, you know? She's going to go to the old man, bitch, whine and complain, but as time goes on, he's going to see some of your mistakes in himself, and that's where he starts to like you, right? I don't know if he sees that in me. We got to hang out a few days there. Went out on the boat, shot the shit. He likes to do the secret cigs. I'm kind of outing him here a little bit. And then I know nobody really around his cohort probably listens to this shit. It's a smaller podcast, let's be honest. And he was chaining some darts. Fucking, we were living, man. I wasn't smoking. I'm still on the vape. I can't do the cigarettes no more. I don't like the taste. I don't like the smell. I don't like it sticking to me. It's just like it's a grimy feeling. When I used to smoke when I was younger. In fact, for my first amateur mixed martial arts fight, how I cut weight is instead of smoking Export A Golds like I normally did, or Export A Reds was my main go-to. If they didn't have them, I'd get the Golds. How I cut weight and my thought process on gaining a little more wind for the battle was I went down to the ultralights, right? The athletic cigarettes. That was my thought process. That's how much of an idiot I was at 19 years old, 11 years ago, right? Training for my first fight, and I thought a healthy decision was cutting the Export A Golds down to Export A Ultralights. Very athletic move on my behalf, I may say. It also helped me cut weight easier because, as we all know, cigarettes suppress your appetite. And when you're cutting weight, you're trying to, first off, you don't eat for about 24 hours is what we did. And then you would hit the sauna, hit the bathtub with Epsom salts and rubbing alcohol, because the rubbing alcohol would open up your pores and the Epsom salts would suck the water out of your body and it would be a piping hot bath. So that's what you would do. Meanwhile, I had an advantage, all right? I got off the Export A Golds and I went down to the ultralights. Little more wind in the sack, you know. The old windpipe was huffing and puffing. But that's besides the point. Me and her old man, he's got a cool little fishing boat. Didn't get any fishing in, unfortunately. I was being a bit of a... It was always late nights and late mornings. Was not that we were boozing or anything. We were just hanging out. She wanted to see all of her friends from back home. And I bet, I got distracted there. Anyways, back to the show. We're doing a show here and we're getting distracted. I got hit with the nicknames. That's how I knew I was in. I got hit with the nicknames. So first, within 24 hours, I got hit with the captain. Hey, have a seat, captain. I got hit with that. Knew I was in from that moment on. You can't... That's like a telltale moment of if the old man likes you from an old lady, right? Is if you're getting hit with the nickname, you know? It's not that he forgets your name or anything. It's just, it's a guy thing. It's an old guy thing, you know? It's an old dude thing. It's a passage like, hey, you're in. You get hit with the nickname. That's a telltale sign that this guy's like, all right, I fuck with what's going on here. I may not like this guy, but I like what he's got going on. He's got a decent head on his shoulders, good enough that he can be with my daughter. Because every dude, you know, I'm at the age now where A lot of my friends are having kids and everything, and I get that protective nature, especially if you have a daughter, you know? Like, I get, like, the old man fucking flexing your chest shit. But then, like, once you get to that age, you know, like, you're in your 50s, 60s, and you got a 32-year-old daughter dating a retard like myself, you kind of give up, right? You tried in her teens, early 20s to, like, shape this perfect model human being that can hop in and be a great citizen and find herself a great spouse, great dude, great man to be with. Time for a little ad read. All right, we got brand new designs at DangerCatShop.com. We got the new Mill Slayer tee, the Beaver Liquor tee. We also did a collab with Ethan Bangs, a little, has a little audience there. All the young bucks that are coming up the game, give her the gats. A little merch drop with him. We've got a ton of great products. Tons of shows coming up. August 20th, Edmonton, Alberta, the Roast Battles. We will be there at Union Hall. August 15th, we'll be at the Comedy Cave in Calgary, Alberta. And lastly, August 21st, we will be in Fort McMurray at the Shell Center, doing a little show, doing a little gig. And last but not least, patreon.com/dangercat69. We got it all. We got some ditties and an extra podcast every week for you. That's right. All of our favorite strippers, OnlyFans, sex workers, whatever the hell you want to call them. We do a little shout out promotion with them, and we shout out some of their pics off of their OnlyFans on the Patreon. And as well, episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast waiting for you. That's right. Extra episode every Thursday at 3 p.m. when this episode drops. There's another one waiting for you on patreon.com/dangercat69. And an old log of all the episodes in audio form are on there as well. So head to the description down below to buy any of the stupid shit that I'm promoting. Right here, right now. Anyways, back to the episode. And then, like, I come floating around and be like, what do you do for a living? I call people faggots on the internet. That's what I do. Oh, okay. Who specifically? Well, it all started with the Prime Minister. I was taking shots at him online. And that worked out for you. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I sometimes, you know what, if I'm being dead honest, I don't know what I'm doing. All right? I try to figure out what the hell it is I'm doing. I'm out here spewing nonsense on the internet as much as I possibly can. I'm giving it an honest go here, brother. And he seemed to respect that. You know what? Hey, you're trying to be a comedian. You're trying to do something. That's cool. At least you're not sitting on your ass being a fucking loser. It's like, well, that's 90% of my day is sitting on my ass and being a loser online. You know, my audience is a bunch of hardworking men. They appreciate they appreciate the value and the sweat equity that goes into getting a dollar. I understand you guys. I'm cut from the same cloth. Now I just veered off into this entertainment type bullshit. But I always want to represent the hardworking guy, you know? I always want to be in with the blue-collar dudes. You never got to worry about Uncle turning into one of these fucking pansies that's going to put on dress shoes and start talking about craft beer. Every time I meet, hey, have you tried the new grapefruit ale that was produced in Kamloops, BC? I hear what they do is they find 19 homosexuals, shove grapefruits up their ass, and beat them to a pulp with a shillelagh until the grapefruit juice leaks out of their ass. And then we strain it and let it ferment for 69 days, and that's how we get this beautiful ale. This beautiful ale. You never got to worry about that shit coming from me. I'm not built like that. This is always going to be dude shit, okay? It's always going to be dude shit. I have a feeling when I'm 45 years old, I'm still going to dress the same. I'm probably going to have a skullet, a Judas Priest t-shirt, and some ripped jeans heading down to the corner store to get a 40 so I can forget everything that I did in my past and that got me to a homeless state, you know? Yeah, that was the fun part. I had a blast out there. I was in Kenora, Ontario. You know what was great? I drove from Edmonton, Alberta, all the way to Kenora, And I got to meet people in every location. It was crazy. I drove pretty much clear across Canada. That's a good hike, minus a few provinces, you know. Went to the border of Manitoba, call it that. Went across three provinces, and everywhere I stopped, somebody, hey, that was surreal. That was pretty unreal to me. This isn't like, oh, yeah, everybody knows who I am. Ooh. No, that was just like, it's generally cool to be able to go to, and the best part is that everybody I met was at a gas station. That's the best part to me, is everywhere that I stopped, somebody at a gas station. That's my audience, baby. We're picking up cigs, okay? We're picking up some fucking cha. We're picking up a Gato, and we're hitting the road. Either you're coming to or from work, you know? Maybe it's your day off. You're a little hungover. But I love that everybody I met was at a gas station grabbing a pack of darts. Head note. Oh, yeah, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm hungover, man. Right on. Living. We call that living. You were living. That's all you were doing. You were having a good time, kicking the feet up. Yeah, but it was great to Kenora. Went out there. Great little spot. Lake of the Woods, great lake. Highly recommend checking it out. It was really cool. Big ass lake, man. I think they said something like the stat of like there's 16,000 islands on this little fucking area. Should see some of the shacks out there, boy. I'm not going to talk about that. But yeah, it was great. It was great to get the fuck out of the house. It was great to take a week off. I appreciate everybody that came back to listen to this. We've been heavy on it for quite some time. Making sure that there's extra episodes out and all that. It was nice to just kick the feet up for a week and not worry about anything. Well, I was obviously worried about things. There's still shit happening in the works. You know, we got the roast battle coming up August 20th, which I mentioned in the earlier of the podcast. I'm just reminding you, probably get some tickets to that son of a bitch, because she's going to be a wild night. A lot of it is going to be difficult to put on the internet. I'm going to say that. With the guidelines and the community fucking strikes that, you know, that come with the nature of being this vulgar and this, I wouldn't say ignorant. It's not ignorant, or this style of comedy, insult comedy. Oh, you're always punching down. Why not? Why punch up? Take the easy wins. But yeah, in the meanwhile, I was down there. We were dealing with that. We had a few other things going on, you know, trying to just stay busy currently right now is the main goal, is just staying busy. Getting things going, getting live shows going, getting out there, shaking hands and fucking babies, or whatever the old saying goes. Isn't that the saying? I don't know. What do I know? I'm just an idiot. Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, it was so funny that every gas station, I shouldn't say every, it's not like every gas station. Oh my God. I bumped into a few fellas, out on the road. A couple young guys, a couple old guys, you know. Hey, love what you're doing. That's always, like, reassuring, because I'm always in my own head, like, this isn't a good idea. And then I do it, and it ends up being, like, funny. If I have that thought and be like, this is a horrible idea, I know that it's actually a good idea. Be like, oh, boy, am I going to deal with some backlash off of doing this? Then I know it's a good idea, because if I'm saying that, I know 78% of white women in suburb Canada are going to be upset, irate. But I don't make content for them. I try to make content for the guy that likes some vulgar humor. You know, we've kind of evolved. So I've gotten like this week off. I got to like sit and reflect on all this, and it seems to be, it's always transforming. It's such a weird thing that I've created with this Danger Cats, the Uncle Hack podcast, all this stuff. I understand it's not massive. I get that. It's not massive. I don't have that big of an ego, and I can check myself at the fucking door. But it is certainly crazy to watch it grow. It is. It's like, wow, the podcast listens went from, like, I was getting like 800 listens a month, to now we're getting like 800 listens on the first day an episode releases. That is crazy to me. So I got to have a little moment, reflect a little more on Austin, because it was like, hey, you went down to Austin, and then I went right back into the mix, and I had to get going again with everything happening in Canada. So it was great to like sit back, kick it, think about these things, just see like the progression over the years, which was a lot of fun. It was a lot of goddamn fun to sit there and just see this thing, that the ball is rolling, things are going in a positive direction for once. Especially, you know, another thing too, you talk to some people and the whole getting sober, I put that in quotations because I'm not going to sit here and act like I found God, one of those alcoholics that found God. No, I'm just taking a little time off the piss. That's all. I just, you know, I would never, you know, say, oh no, you drink. Fuck. That would be completely asinine of me to say some nonsense like that shit, right? I'm just saying, like, right now, I got a few other things cooking on the side, you know, especially with the stand-up, getting the podcast rolling, getting some more content going. So being hungover isn't really an option right now because they hurt. They hurt, dude. It takes me 4 days to get back on my feet again. So, I mean, like, that's 4 days that I could put into something that could grow the brand, that I could put 4 days of like being a shit bag laying on the couch. I could put that energy into creating another show and honing in the stand up, writing more, having a little more fun with the content, putting more time into getting more clips out, all that. So I just, my time is now being allocated rather than getting pissed. I'll go for a beer, don't get me wrong. I'm like one of those guys now. I used to be an all or fuck all guy, and I'm learning the whole, like, you can have a couple beers, you know? Which is hard. Going from a guy that loves to floor it, okay? There's nothing I love more than just flooring it. There's just something about being absolutely shit-faced that is so fun. I don't know what it is or what it is about it, but I love just getting torqued, like to the point where your knees don't work. You know what I mean? Where you're walking down the street and you're like, you got the wobble and you got to do like 30 steps backwards just to get one forward. Yeah, you're like, you're so hammered that the general public wants nothing to do with you. That's how drunk I love being. That the general public, even drunk people, you know, they're looking at you like, Jesus Christ. Like, I love that. That's the issue. And then what came with that was like, oh, what can we do more? I like feeling like this more. Like, how do I elevate this? And that's when we got into the snow cane. And then that slowly started to chip at a guy. You know, the first weekend, you're like, yeah, I'm fucking riding hot, baby. I'm riding hot. You're like Gran Turismo, tearing it up. You're on the racetrack. You're fucking killing it. That's what you think. But as you do it another weekend, it just chips at you. And before you know it, you're just a depressed pile of shit, sitting there laying at your roof, basically sweating out a fucking weekend's work of knocking back a few eight balls. You know what I'm saying, boys? You've been there before. I know you fellas out in the patch. You know what I'm talking about. Woo-hoo! But it just started to add up. It got a little old. Wasn't really a big fan of it. So it was time to change it up. This isn't like the Recovery Addicts podcast, bro. Listen, I'm seeing like all these fucking... That's the next portion we're going to get into. These ass clowns on fucking TikTok. It has evolved and changed so much that I had to talk about this. Actually, fuck it. Let's get right into it. I'm going to grab it. Wouldn't it be funny? I've been sitting here telling you about, yeah, not drinking anymore, blah, 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 blah. But in this cup is just straight vodka. I'm actually smashed right now. I'm pants shitting drunk. This is quiet before the storm drunk. You know, when like the booze hasn't hit you as hard. It's like the first three beers, but then you were knocking back shots with it as well. Every beer, you have a shot of whiskey. You know, like one of those classic nights. We used to do this thing and we call it triple short night. So we get triple shots in a short glass. So it would be triple whiskey, splash of Coke. And by the time that you throw the ice and the whiskey in it and a splash of Coke, it's basically like fucking all the Coke is doing is just a little flavoring, just to add color to it, you know? And we would play this game. It would be triple short whiskey train. And whoever fell out of their bar stool first, because that's how hammered you got. You got so drunk, you just like lose, like gravitational pull just didn't work anymore. And it would just pull you. Actually, it worked way better because it just pulled you right to the goddamn floor, you know? But yeah, whoever fell out of their chair first lost. And you could have, you can do it with a group of friends. You can play this game by yourself if you really want, you know? But we used to do that. That was a big activity with my fellow friends down in the local land of Tabor, Alberta. And we would have ourselves a riot. Every time the triple short train would come out, you only do it like, you know, once every 6 days would you probably do it. You know, once every 6 days, you have a triple short night and absolutely pollute yourself. You'd be drowning in your sorrows. You're so fucking drunk that, you know, everything's a good idea. Everything is a good idea. And it made the night go by really fast, you know, especially if tee off time is about 8 p.m. You're probably packing her in at about 11. That's being like liberal about it. OK, that's being liberal about it. You're probably in quite honesty. You're probably packing her in about 9:30. If you're really, you know, if you're really playing the back nine hard, you know. That's what I'm saying. Quick little honk on this thing and we'll roll into the second half of this episode, boys. The TikToks. I'm loving it right now because it's evolved, you know. This app ceases to amaze me. You know, it's like a constantly evolving. And I think everybody's algorithm is different, but it's so funny to me that I go on there. And it's just a plethora of single moms trying to convince you that dating a single mom is a great idea. Now, I'm raised by a single mom from the 90s. Now, this is different than the internet era single mom, okay? The internet era single mom is just, I don't even know how to describe it. This is women my age, okay? They got a three-year-old child, got knocked up in high school. You know, let some loser come inside them is basically what it all boils down to. And now we're seeing this is like the one thing that makes me laugh the hardest is like the convincing facts that they think are convincing for you. All right. You, a penis provider. Of what they think that you want. This is hilarious to me. You should date a single mom because we got snacks. That's it? That's all you got to offer. Snacks. Like I couldn't, you know, I just can't wrap my head around. It's so funny to me that, you know, besides being just a decent human being, this is what I have to offer you. I have snacks. Why don't you come over? I have snacks. My kids at that shithead father that I let come inside me back in 2009. Yeah, the kids over there. Why don't you come over here? Because I get one weekend off a month and I got snacks. I got snacks. Come on over. I got snacks. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, I can jerk off and save myself 4.5 hours of having to pretend like I give a shit about your kid just to get some snizz. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a kid guy. I'm not going to have kids. I like kids because they're entertaining to me. I think they're hilarious. Like, to watch how they go about their day is so funny. The words they say and how they, like, listening to a kid swear is the funniest shit you could possibly listen to. But I don't want to hear Teresa telling me about how her four-year-old is the smartest four-year-old of all the four-year-olds in the land. And it's like, Jesus Christ, can we speed up to the part where, You remember what you did to create the kid? Can we just do that with minus the creating of the kid? Can we do that? Can we get to that portion? And then you can show me your snack collection. That's all I really want to do. Okay. Let's skip the bullshit. All right. Get right to where we need to be. And then proceed on to see what is inside your cupboards. All right. When I'll be the decider on whether or not you got good snacks. All right. Yeah, I get it. Children's snacks are usually pretty tasty. We'll go with that. But like, I don't give a shit. All right. I don't give a shit. I'm beyond that. I can stop at Sev, stoned out of my mind, drunk as hell, and get my own fucking snacks. And then I can go home to a peaceful place, you know, by myself, kick my feet up, and enjoy the peace and serenity of my humble abode. All right. The next is the cougars. The cougars on there are hilarious. It's a bunch of like expired women still trying to convince you that that they're still like, no, this cookie jar, there's no mold on it, all right? There's no mold inside my cookie jar, all right? So to all you young guys, you should go out there and just pound the living hell out of them. Because dudes my age, look, I'm at the cusp, all right? Young pussy to me just seems like, it's annoying, you know? I don't know what young kids are into. I don't give a shit. Like, 20-year-old pussy, I just look at that and I'm like, ugh. Ugh, God, when you talk, I want to just beat you over the skull with a skillet, you know? Just like, you're annoying as hell. Annoying as hell. There's always like this chip on their shoulder. I'm young and I'm hot. Yeah, well, enjoy it because it's not forever. You want to see your future? Why don't you fast forward to all these cougars on TikTok? That's you in the future, okay? Once you expire, you get a little fatter and you dump some fake cans on you just to hide the fact that your gut is always hanging out of your bathing suit. And those days are over. They're coming. They're knocking real fast because you're going to blink and it's going to be over. That hot girl that you once were, it's done. It's over. Men, we age like fine wine, okay? As we get older, we get a little more experience. We got life experience, you know? A smart dude is just laying pipe all through his 20s, making money. Don't commit to anybody. Don't commit to anybody. That's my advice to you young bucks out there that listen to this shit. Don't commit to a single bitch. Go out there. Run wild. Look at these cougars out here. They're begging for young cock. You got young cock. Go out and give it to them. Bounce around. Have a little fun. Learn a little bit. You know? You'll mature faster traveling and meeting new people and experiencing new things in life, right? Like, for instance, going and smashing the 45-year-old divorcee that's up the road that just is dancing on TikTok with hard nips trying to convince that young guys that eating this expired cookie jar is a good idea. It is a good idea. You should do it because then you'll learn in a hurry of what you want and what you don't want. And I'm going to go with a lot of guys don't want a 45-year-old woman dancing on TikTok with her hard fucking nips poking through a t-shirt. Now, am I complaining about it? No, not at all. I love looking at it. I'm a pervert. I'll admit it all day long. I love looking at it. I will sit there and gawk at any dumb whore that's willing to shake her shit on an app, okay? I love these girls that do that. See, I like to play a game on whether or not they put their nudes on Twitter. That's the best part. See, if you're smart, this is my move. Whenever I stumble across some girl that's shaking her shit on TikTok, the first thing I do to the profile. Then I go to the Instagram profile. And then usually, if there's rewind. If I go to the profile and there's a link tree in there, I click the link tree. And what do? Go straight to the Twitter account. If there's one there, boom, you just seen this girl naked for free. All right. Foolproof. Check the link tree for a Twitter every time. And I guarantee you see the sniz for free. Don't even go to the OnlyFans. All right. I'm promoting. This is self-promotion here. Half of them are getting fucked on Twitter. You know, half of them have a video of them taking it up the ass on Twitter. All for your viewing pleasure. Right there, right in the eye. You get a look at her little bunghole. Taking a pipe right there, right in front of you. So I can't complain about this. Like I said, I'm a pervert. I love looking at it. I'm going to watch it. Pornographic films are bad for society. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Are you that worried? Yeah, it's probably a problem if you're not getting laid, you know? I could see it being a problem if you're not out getting some sniz. It'd be a huge problem. You got to sit there and just watch people fuck and you don't get a fuck. What is that like? I don't know. I'm just saying, though, you got single moms, like the desperation of like trying to project yourself as a great mate is hilarious to me. I know that I am shit, okay? Dog shit over here. I know that. I'm not going to try and convince people that I'm a good person. I'm not a good person, you know? I'll step over a homeless guy to grab the quarter that he dropped. I would. Why not? That quarter might get me a sour soother at Sev. Remember, you get a couple candies going. I do that 4 or 5 times. I got a coffee. All right? It's a dog-eat-dog world out here, brother. I'm trying to get paid, man. But I'm just saying, like, it's hilarious watching this happen and unfold in front of you. It's like watching society crumble. All right, this is where we're at, is like no dude wants to deal with the bullshit of these morons that, you know, want all this fame and attention off of social media. Now we're seeing that dudes are learning like, oh, I just got to get laid. Oh, that's actually pretty sweet. I can get laid off these apps. It's easier than it's ever been. It's easier than it's ever been to get sniz. But it's also harder at the same time if you're a bit of a fucking nerd. You know what I mean? Like, back in my day, we would have to physically, like, meet one another. There was, like, we were just coming into the Tinder era. When I was 18, 19, there was no such thing as Tinder, okay? I was in my, like, late mid-20s is about when that started to come about. Now we're at a time where young sniz knows that they can go after an older dude that's a little more put together. Good job. Has a house. Able to go travel. Able to go do shit. And if she just spreads her shit, she can come on the trip with him. He'll pay for it. Yeah, I'll take some arm candy with me, some 22-year-old pussy. Why not? Cost me an extra $1,000 to take her from Mexico, and I can do whatever the hell I want. This chick will take it up the ass, ball gag in her mouth, dress her up like a peacock, and make her squawk like a chicken in the middle of the goddamn hotel room if I really wanted, and she would do it. She'd be like, this is so fun. Meanwhile, you're just trying to push as far as you can take this before, where's the breaking point? Where's the no, you know? You can do that. Where these younger guys are getting a little more set up, you know? It's tougher. See, here's the issue that I'm finding, is that everybody's seeing what's on the internet and thinks that everybody out there is like that. No, these are just like, that's mental illness, okay? These women are brain dead, okay? These women that go on social media apps and are just craving that attention. They need that attention. I need it. So I'm going to shake my tits and do all of that twerking, do all the trends, do it in a tank top with no bra on so that way the nips are out and poking you in the eye right through the goddamn phone screen. You got an iPhone 12 and a... And a 6 in downstairs, you know what I'm saying? I'm growing on a shower. But that seems to be like what's happening here. This is my overall look at what social media is doing. Because now you got a bunch of fucking incels running around being like, oh, women are the worst, man. All they want is your money and blah, 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 blah. But the good girls, the ones that you want to marry and shit like that, aren't on these fucking platforms. They're on there. They're just watching this tire fire that we're all watching. Everybody else is just viewing this shit and being like, what in the hell is going on out there? You know, they're watching it just like you are. And you think to yourself, like, Jesus Christ, this is a shit show. So, yes, I can see why people are constantly thinking that the world is the worst it's ever been. Yeah, because the people on the internet have mental illness, i.e. me. I shouldn't have a podcast. This should have never happened, okay? This should have never happened. But here we sit today doing a podcast, bitching about the things that we see on the internet and we see in public and, you know, how a dude floats through life. But every guy with a decent thought in his fucking head knows for a fact, okay? Knows for a fact that these broads that are doing all this shit on social media, it's fake, it's fugazi. The girl that that's the best suited for you as a dude isn't on this shit. You know where you're going to run into her? Probably one night. You're going to go to a concert. You're going to have a great time. She's going to have a great time. She's out with her friends, doesn't get out much, works lots, you know? You're going to bump into her because she's finally going out for the first time in 6-7 months. Well, since the lockdown, it's been 1.5 years, you know? She's not one of these girls that has to post on social media, has a good job, just doesn't really put herself out there, you know? Doesn't do the dating apps because she knows that those are filled with trash. It's just basically anybody begging for a reason to fuck, and give them that reason and they will. If you're not good looking and being on those apps, it's a complete hit to your self-esteem is what it is. That's why I stay off them, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't know. I just think this overall outlook of where we're at with social media and how we find our partner, however the fuck it, you know, it's the same shit. It's copy fucking paste. It was probably the same back in the day, you know. You'd go out and social media was basically the bar, and every weekend you'd go to the same bar. So the same apps and the same whores were out there getting different cock. Great question today in the fan portion. Let's get into that. First off, it's a female wrote into the show. Well, wrote into the DMs. Don't worry. I'm not one of these weirdos in the DMs too often, but, too often I say, I don't do DM slides, you know, I don't know. It's just like, maybe I'm too conscious of, I don't need people like screenshotting something filthy I've said, or, you know what I mean? Anything I say in the DM is usually me dicking around. But anyways, fuck around. If you do have a question, please DM Uncle Hack 69 at on Instagram. Sorry. All right, here it is. Hack, I'm the one gal in a group of guys, and I need some tips on approaching this. Long story short, buddy had a girlfriend, is now back on the market for hookups. Ooh, 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 here we go. A buddy of mine has brought up a few times now how it's challenging to find a girl that'll engage more in sex. I know I could fix that problem since it seems like we're both looking for the same shit in the bedroom, but I've been one of the guys for a few years, and I have no clue how to bring up friends with benefits. This could either be great or be a complete clusterfuck since we see each other 2 to 3 times a week. I should keep my mouth shut because I enjoy being friends more than getting off, but when he brings up those types of things, it makes me want to climb him like a damn tree. I hope you can help me make a call on this one. We'll leave this part out. All right. Well, first off, how to approach this? All right. Me and the old lady, we discussed this one on the drive. So this is an off the cuff, just so you know. We're not going to lie. And I'm going to say, I think of everything right off the top. Not all the time. I like discussing it with her because she has a good perspective on things like this. So it makes it more fun. And this is what she came up with. She says, one night you two get absolutely shit faced. Okay. Casually bring it up. Absolutely gunned. And you'll be able to tell. Okay. On where he stands with this idea. If he thinks when he's hammered that they, okay. And be like, yeah. And if he gets brought and if you guys fuck one another, You can brush it off as like, hey, we were both hammered, blah, 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 blah. But maybe this brings up something, because this is how this goes. Everybody likes to think that they can fuck one of their friends and get away with it. Everything's gonna be cool, but it never goes that way, okay? It always evolves in one of the two's eyes, right? Somebody always wants more, okay? Whether it be the guy or the girl, it always ends up. Somebody in that situation, unless there's strict fucking guidelines, you know, it's kind of fucked up that you got to do that. But with a friends with benefits situation, because there's shit that's going to happen, okay? I'll explain it to you. For instance, maybe you or him, whoever one of you is going to catch somewhat of feelings, and then there's going to be the emotion will start to get involved, and that's when things get fucked up. It seems good and great at the beginning, but then if he has eyes for other women, or, you know, vice versa, and one of you starts to get jealous, that goes to show that this wasn't a good idea off the get-go, for one, and it never ends up that way. Somebody will catch feelings, and you're going to be like, you're going to be pissed if, oh, you're going on a date with so-and-so, and then the backhanded comments start because he's fucking other people. You know, it just doesn't work as well as you think. So if there's almost rules set in place, be like, all right, the moment that this starts to get a little weird, we can fuck one another, but there has to be like, yeah, that's all it's ever going to be. There has to be like, oh yeah, by the way, you can fuck other people. I don't care. Just don't bring dirty dick or dirty sniz up in my bedroom. Those can work as long as there's just like the expectations for both people are set in stone. And it has to be discussed. You can't just hop into it thinking that you're going to fuck one another and everything's going to go over smoothly and it's going to work great. No, you have to discuss these things. But the old lady did say to test the waters, she said what she would do is get hammered. Okay, make a pass, touch his leg or do something kind of sexual and be like, however you want to go about it. But you... if you're really thinking about it, if you're like, yeah, if he's saying this shit and he makes you want to just like climb him like a damn tree, like you said, there's definitely something more there. I think subconsciously that you look at him as a possible great boyfriend. I think that you're trying to deny the fact that you look at him sexually and as more as a friend, and you wish that you could be in those positions. So I think that what you're leaning at is you're trying to hide the fact that you want to date this guy and you want to be more involved with him by just being like, oh yeah, we can casually fuck. I know in my fucking mind. And who knows, he might be in the same shoes where he's been like, ah, it'd be too weird, you know, it'd be too weird. But you never know. That's the joys about life, my young lass, is you got to take these risks sometimes. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And if you two can't be grown-ass adults about it and be like, ah, yeah, so what? We fucked. I could literally, other than like probably two people, I could sit and have a full-on conversation with women that I've had sex with, that I've dated in the past. The two I couldn't was me being a shithead. But every one-night stand that I've had, you know, you just got to be a gentleman about it. You know, there's no need to make it weird and awkward. You take the awkwardness out of the air by being like, ah, yeah, so what? We fucked. So what's weird about that? There's nothing weird about it. There's nothing weird about two human beings having sex. So if you two do decide to fuck one another, at least be grown ass adults about it. Okay. Don't act weird with one another in front of everybody. Don't put this awkward energy in the air, you know? You almost like, if you fuck and it bombs, you know, it goes bad, you gotta joke about it in front of everybody, okay? Don't be the bitch that brings up his dick size. Don't be don't let him be the asshole and be like, yeah, her pussy, fucking blah, 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 making pussy jokes about her, because this shit's gonna happen. You gotta be able to fucking prepare yourself for this You know what? They're going to ask. The boys are going to ask, okay? And if you think that you're going to stick around in that friend group, you're completely insane. The fellas are, you know, they're going to be fucking leaning more with the dicks on this one. Unless he's a complete dickweed and he does something fucked up to you. Then I'd hope to God those gentlemen back your side. But just keep in mind that there is a possible chance that you might be the one that gets exiled out of the friend group. Now, you got to weigh your risk to reward. Your whisk. Did I stutter? Did I say that like a fucking, like I had a speech impediment? So what I highly recommend is what the old lady said. Get drunk. Make it pass. See where his energy's at. You got to be really on point here. Making a pass at him. And seeing where his head sits, you know? Seeing, okay. There's little things. Like, guys are going to pull off instantly because they're going to be like, oh, what the fuck? We're not, like, I remember the first time that a girl, like, made a shot at me. It was weird. It was awkward. You're like, what the fuck is happening here? You know? I'm out here shooting shots all day long, and then one comes to you and is like, yeah, you, let's go. Me? Really? Wow. Well, this is great. It's like finding like $10 on the ground. You're like looking around being like, somebody going to see me pick this up? You know, oh, Jesus, you slide it in your pocket and you're like, oh, wow, I got away with it. Holy shit. This is a good day. It's a really good day. I like this day. I could get used to this. I wouldn't hate if this happened every day. But yeah, I think that if you're going to get involved with this guy sexually, either... I agree with the old lady. I think you make the pass when you're hammered. Because then you could like, I was just drunk, being an idiot. Sorry, I didn't mean it. And you could sweep it under the rug if it gets a little awkward. You got that fallback plan. But if it does happen, when the endorphins are high, you know, after a good lay, and if you fuck the nines off of him and he's like, holy shit, then be like, okay, here's the rules. You gotta own it, because most dudes now, dudes don't care. Okay, we're okay with things. You know, we're okay with most shit. So if you're like, yeah, no, we can do this, but like, let's not make it awkward. Don't be a fucking loser about it. You almost gotta take the reins on it afterwards if you do fuck them, and just be like, yeah, we're not gonna make this awkward for everybody else. Okay, so this is how this is gonna go down. We're just gonna be open about it. Yeah, we fuck one another and have fun with it. Don't let anybody fucking try and put some shit in your head and be like, ah, you know, you need to be a certain way. You don't have to do anything a certain way. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It sounds like you want to shag this guy. Because if he's talking like that and he's getting you a little riled up, there's something about him that has captured your attention. You're willing to stick yourself out there to possibly get a shot at the strap. You know, maybe he's getting a shot at your strap. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know what you guys are into. But I think you do it. I think you do it. Why not? Who gives a shit? So what? So what? You might have to pack your shit and move out of town because nobody wants to hang out with you because you fuck everybody in the friend group. Maybe you turn into the cool girl. You just lend some pussy every now and then. That's a good friend in my mind. That'd be a great. Hey, just lend me a little pussy. I'm just a little pussy. We act like this shit is like, you know, like it's gold you're never gonna get back. You know, like quit acting like your gash between your legs. Like fucking lend some pussy. We lend sugar to neighbors. Why aren't we lending our friends a little sniz? And if this guy can't wrap his head around the fact that, hey, we're just going to fuck one another for a little bit, he's an idiot. He's an idiot. And if he can't, like, respect a few boundaries and being like, yeah, just don't tell anybody or whatever rules that you seem fit. If you don't want anybody knowing, then nobody needs to know. You guys don't need to be awkward and all that. Like, you know, treat each other the same way you would, other than the fact that now you just fuck one another. You just added a little extra spice. That's it. That's all. There's nothing. It's not like it's anything new here. It's not like human beings haven't been fucking one another since we've been around, you know? This isn't like Sex is viewed so weird by people nowadays. I don't get it. Like, we treat it as like it's some sort of sacred act. So what? Who gives a shit? You want to know what's going to happen to you? You're going to die, all right? You're going to die. And all the shit that you did prior to you dying isn't going to matter in the next generation of people. In fact, there's only going to be X amount of people that remember you. And as time keeps going on, you're more and more forgotten, okay? You know, at some point, everybody was fucking ranting and raving about Shakespeare. We still rant and rave a little bit about him, but for fuck's sake, like, his name gets brought up every now and then, but you're no Shakespeare, okay? So if this seems like a good idea to you, why not? Why not? What's the worst part of it? You get laid? Wow. What a scary thing to happen. I can't believe we went and fucked one. Oh, my God. Humans are fucked. Just fuck them. Just fuck them. Do the drunk thing first, though. Then you got a fallback plan. That's what I would do. You know? Are you kidding me? Yeah. You want to know how this goes? Any girl that I was friends with back in high school, or even currently, if they came up to me and be like, listen, you want to hit this? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Of course I do. I'm not an idiot. All right. Of course I want to slip into that. All right. Fuck. People blow my mind. Absolutely blow my mind. I think you go for it. I think you make a pass when you're hammered. See what happens. Maybe it works out. Maybe it doesn't. We don't know. We don't know until you try. And, you know what? And I just say, just have, think about this for, you know, obviously you've been thinking about it. So I say, come up with some fucking rules, I guess to say, like, okay, this is when we pull shoot. And if are you comfortable? If this starts evolving, are you willing to date? Get that conversation out in the open. And if he's like, no, I don't want to date. I'm good with the sex. You guys got to both be honest, though. It can't be like, yeah, no, it'd be great if we end up dating. Yeah. And then when that time comes and he starts doing the fuck boy shit, or you're doing the fuck girl shit, where you're like, oh, pull and shoot slowly. That's when it'll get awkward. That's when it'll get awkward, when people aren't being honest about everything. Just be fucking blunt and honest about it. Get it out in the open. Listen, I'll fuck you, okay? But this is what's going to happen. If we get to a point where we're getting a little jealous about each other, about, he's talking and DMing. Oh, he's out there sliding. He's trying to get in Chris's pants, too. Ooh. Then you gotta recognize this. You got to be the bigger person. Essentially, what's got to happen, since you want this to happen, I know you do, because you know, if you didn't, you wouldn't have DM'd me, okay? So you got to be the bigger person here, and you got to set the tone and be like, this is what's happening, this is how this is going down, this is what we're going to do if it gets to that point. And if you start feeling like jealousy coming on, either between him because you're talking to a different dude or other way, then you got to separate. Then that's like, all right, this was fun while it lasted. That, or you guys got to sit down and have a conversation like, is this going to go anywhere, or are we just wasting each other's time? Okay? That's what I go with. And that right there is the Uncle Hack podcast. Good to be back. Glad to be back in the booth. Hopefully, I see some of you out in Calgary, August 15th, at the Comedy Cave. Tickets are available online. I hope I see a lot of you at the one here in Edmonton, August 20th, the roast battle that is going down, myself versus four comedians, and then as well, August 21st in Fort McMurray. Those are our dates that are set right now. Really stoked to get out there and do some comedy, have some fun, meet some people, shake some hands, get out there and do what I've like learned to love over this course of this dog shit year. But thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack podcast. And if you want an extra episode, go to patreon.com/dangercat69 to get yourself an extra episode of the Uncle Hack podcast every week, brother. We'll be right back.
Thank you.